From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Lippin reporting. Yemen's government and Houthi rebels have declared a ceasefire. The truce appeared to be holding in the capital Sana'a late Monday after a day of sporadic fighting. Earlier, the fighting appeared to start with a Houthi attack on the Yemeni Prime Minister's convoy as it left the presidential palace. The Prime Minister was not hurt. Witnesses said gunfire and explosions followed that attack, sending Yemeni civilians fleeing from the area. Officials said at least three people were killed. There were conflicting reports about whether the Houthi rebels had captured the Yemeni state media building. The Houthis have been calling for greater rights for Yemen's Zaidi Shiite minority. They overran the Yemeni capital in September and later agreed to a deal for setting up a new national government. Ukrainian government troops and separatist forces engaged in more battles in eastern Ukraine on Monday. Ukraine's military says hundreds of Russian troops crossed the border to help the pro-Russia separatists. The general staff of Ukraine's armed forces said the government has established control over the Donetsk airport after driving out the rebels. But a rebel leader was quoted late Sunday as saying the separatists remained in control of the heavily damaged airport facility. Cameroon's military says at least 24 hostages who had been seized by Islamic militant group Boko Haram have been freed. A Cameroon military spokesman told reporters on Monday that troops rescued the hostages as they chased the militants in the country's far north. Media reports indicated that at least some of the hostages escaped or were intentionally released. Boko Haram is still holding between 30 and 50 people kidnapped on Sunday in a cross-border raid from Nigeria. You're listening to VOA News. For children in Guinea, it was the start of the school year on Monday after a five-month delay due to Ebola. Liberia plans to reopen its schools next month. It's a sign of progress as those two countries turn the tide against the epidemic. But not everyone is sure the countries are ready. VOA's Anne Look has more.
Authorities say schools will have all the necessary safety measures, like thermometers and chlorine for hand washing. But some parents in Liberia say they may keep their kids home a while longer. In Guinea, teachers worry about how to limit contact in what are often overcrowded schoolhouses. Ebola is transmitted via contact with a sick person's bodily fluids. Throughout the epidemic, public health experts have downplayed the risk of contagion through casual contact. Teachers in Guinea told VOA that they, along with about 80,000 of their colleagues, have been trained on Ebola. Anne Look, Lagos.
Hundreds of thousands of people in the Russian Muslim region of Chechnya gathered in the regional capital Grozny on Monday to protest against caricatures of Islam's Prophet Muhammad. Chechnya's interior ministry said more than a million people attended the demonstration. Earlier Monday, the Russian Interior Ministry estimated the number of protesters at more than 800,000. The Chechen region's population is around 1.3 million. Indonesian investigators say they have found no evidence of terrorism in last month's Air Asia plane crash. The head of an Indonesian government investigative team told the Reuters news agency on Monday that no threats were found in the cockpit voice recordings of the plane that vanished from radar screens on December 28th. The Indonesian official also said the flight data recordings show it is unlikely there was an explosion before the plane went down. Both flight data recorders of AirAsia flight QZ8501 were recovered from the wreckage of the plane in the Java Sea. All 162 people on board were killed in the crash. A senior U.S. State Department official says the United States is ready to accelerate the pace of engagement with Cuba and expand the number of areas in which it is in the best interest of both countries to cooperate. Speaking ahead of historic talks in Havana scheduled for January 21st to 23rd, the U.S. official said in a Monday press briefing that the U.S. will continue to work on ways to improve diplomatic ties and migration procedures. The U.S. has kept Cuba in the list of state sponsors of terrorism, but the State Department official said the U.S. will continue to work on ways to improve diplomatic ties while that designation is reviewed. I'm Michael Lippin, reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.